November 20, 1937. Follows the same topic. How the divine will makes love arise, so that everywhere it may feel loved by the creature. Wherever our will is, we find the adaptable material for the conception, birth and growth of our life. My poor mind continues to swim in the sea of the divine volition. Its surprises are so great and so many, its eagerness for wanting its own life in the creature is such, and so much it says about it, that it's impossible for me to repeat all. And my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, with unspeakable love told me, "My blessed daughter, speaking about my will is for me the greatest feast. Heaven unites with me in celebration, and as everyone sees me speaking about my will, they are all attentive to listen. There's no greater feast that I may give to the whole celestial court than to talk about my divine will. My will makes arise the operating love in the souls on earth, and the beatifying love in heaven. Where there's no love, I don't even move or do not go, nor do I know what to do with the creature. But the love that my will makes arise is immense, and there's no place in which one who lives in it cannot be found all invested, almost clumsy, with my love. Soon she has our same destiny, loving everywhere and every place, loving always and everyone. We feel that she loves us in the hearts of all. Her love runs to every place, and she loves us in the sun, in the heavens, in the shining of the stars, in the whispers of the wind, in the murmuring of the sea, in the darting of the fish, in the singing of the birds. We feel that she loves us also in the hearts of the angels and the saints, and even in our divine womb. Everyone says, 'May you be welcome. Oh, how we awaited you. Come and take your place of honor. Come and love our Creator in us.' My jealous will holds her tightly to itself and, inundating her with ever new love, makes her do, all for itself, love songs, love dirges, sweet enchantments of love, wounds of love. It seems to be saying, 'I found someone who loves me, and I want to enjoy her. I wouldn't be happy if she didn't tell me, always and everywhere, I love you, I love you.' The soul who lives in our will be our triumph, our victory, the depository of our love, our continuous glory. My love feels the need of the company of this creature, to pour itself out, and to have hers. So, I want to breathe together with her, palpitate and operate with her. Union can produce the most beautiful joys, the most ineffable contents, the greatest works, the most intense love. My will give so much love to this creature who lives in it, as to be able to inundate the whole of creation. My volition will lay a new heaven of love upon all human generations, so as to feel embraced and loved by the love of this creature, which was given by my will itself, everywhere, in everyone and in every place. And this creature, while hugging and loving my will say, 'O supreme volition, come to reign upon earth. Invest all generations. Win and conquer all. Can't you see how beautiful it is to live in it? Having your love in its power, which contains so much power and virtue that nobody can resist. When this love will have invested everything and everyone, the love of a creature who lived in our fiat, and who carries with her the bond of the human family, we will let ourselves be one. We will demolish all the obstacles and will have our kingdom on the face of the earth. Therefore, pray and make everything serve to ask me that my will may come to reign on earth as in heaven. I continue to be inundated by the divine fiat, that was pouring on me light and love, light, to make itself be known love, to be loved." And my sweet Jesus, coming back, added, "My daughter, how beautiful it is to live in my will. We cannot be without this creature. We keep thinking about new surprises to make for her, something new to give her, new things to tell her, so that she may get to know more about our fiat. According to her knowledge, we can widen the sea of our love within her. Knowledge is the little bell that, as it rings, calls our power, sanctity, goodness and love with sweetest sound, to be enclosed within the creature who lives in my will to make us operate our unheard of prodigies. You must know that when we find our will in the creature, we feel beatified, and we delight so much in looking at her that, to enjoy her even more, we look at her mind, causing the conception, birth and growth of our intelligence. We look at her mouth, letting our word be conceived, be born and grow, so that she will speak about our Supreme Being with such eloquence and grace as to be loved by all of those who will have the good to listen. We look at her will, making our will be born again and grow to new life. We look at her heart, conceiving in it our own love, its harmonies, its stratagems to make us win and to make her always be reborn in our love. We look at her feet, letting our works and steps be conceived, be born and grow. We could do this all at once, but we don't, in order to spend more time with her to enjoy her more. Our love is such that we want to form our own creative hands, our very life within the creature. All that we are, we want to give her. Our love is not satisfied if we don't repeat our life in her. And we find the adaptable material only when we find our will, that has prepared, purified and embellished the ground for us. As we form our life, we sing victory and glory to our divine being. And what does she do? She gives us the food to be nurtured and to grow within her. She gives us the water for our thirst. Her own being to clothe us. Her soul is our room. Her heart is bed for rest, and all her acts to keep us amused and surrounded by our own celestial joys. Who can tell you, my daughter, all that we can do and give to the creature who lives in our will? We give everything and do everything, and she gives us all. Fiat.